Hey, everybody. Thanks for checking in. It is late Wednesday night here in Los Angeles. Dick Starr, quick rundown with your fantasy streamers for the MLB tomorrow, May 2nd, 2019. It's a shorter slate tomorrow, only 8 games, a couple aces and some people that you should definitely be automatically starting. But, you know, really what we're going to be looking forward to here, I will try to manage this from a time perspective, under 3 to 4 minutes a day, until I get the content straight and a little bit, some sound, I'll have a few guests, but really tomorrow what we're looking at are the key guys that you should be targeting in your, whether this is a weekly league, your roto leagues or DFS. You know, we're going to be looking for value, but also at the same time, we're pitching for matchups. First of all, guy that is not really well owned, when you think about for the value you'd be getting starting to start out, it's Brad Peacock of the Houston Astros. He's sporting a 2-1 record, but also his whip at 1, and he's had a very, very solid, his peripherals look really, really good so far this year. And again, it's the Astros up against the Minnesota Twins. So guy right now, Peacock with a pretty good, almost a little bit over 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio. I will say he has not been going deep enough into games. He actually threw only his second quality start for you last week against Cleveland in a win. He finally threw 90 pitches, only the second time this year doing that. But I would be targeting Brad Peacock tomorrow against the Minnesota Twins. The Twins actually got the best of the Astros today, but I look for him to kind of silence those bats. And if he's not readily available, a guy who was more than readily available up until his last two starts is Matt Strom of the San Diego Padres. Strom threw a strong 8-inning, 5-strikeout performance against Cincinnati 2 weeks ago, and his most recent start against Washington also silenced those bats over 6 innings for 2 earned with 8 strikeouts. The only key thing to keep in mind with Strom is another guy who has not crossed over that 90-pitch threshold this year. But if you go ahead and look a little bit deeper in his splits, you will notice that when he's pitching day games, and I do believe San Diego plays a day game tomorrow, pretty good ERA, you know, a little sub 2. And when he's throwing at home, he's very tough to hit. Actually, he's in Atlanta tomorrow, so I'll take a flyer on it. But I will say for the value you're getting him at in a DFS slate, you should be pretty well set. And outside of that, I will give you one last one. I'm going to go a little bit off the cuff here, a guy who's had a couple rough starts, a couple rough outings, has not won a game this year, but a lot of that's just through unlucky performances from his own offense, and that's going to be Tyler Motte of the Cincinnati Reds. He's going to have a matchup against there's been scuffling since Cano went out. Those are the New York Mets. Motte tomorrow, I would assume he'll get you to get those 6 innings. The only question is, will he be able to keep those earned runs down? Molly has gone in to deep into games 3 times this year, but the only problem you're going to see with him is he pitches to contact. A guy with 26 strikeouts and 5 starts. Otherwise, you think that's pretty good, but unfortunately, 9 of those came in 1 game, and he does have a pretty significant fly ball rate. You will have to keep in mind when you're plugging him into your lineups. What I will look for moving forward are those kind of hidden gems. I guess today there aren't really many for tomorrow. Again, the most confidence I would have is definitely Brad Peacock. If you're really, really going to be scraping the barrel, Freddie Peralta is coming back off of the injured list for the Milwaukee Brewers. He does have some pretty ugly numbers right now, but you know, look for him to kind of set it off. I wouldn't think he's going to go very deep. He's been one of those guys that's been all or nothing thus far. He has that one really good game against, you know who, those Cincinnati Reds. But other than that, it hasn't been too pretty. But I will say he should be available. And again, I think if you're looking to chase a win, Milwaukee at home is always a safe bet, even with Yelich still dealing with those back spasms. That's it for tonight. I will be recording a little bit more of a lengthier version tomorrow. Again, this is a dry run. Thanks for checking in. And if you have any questions, you can follow me on Twitter at BillyTheG33 and on Instagram, Hank_Moody33. Go ahead and DM me any questions. Right now, I'm still currently sitting in first in my Roto League, and we're streaming one guy, and we got 7 starters and 2 closers. So the, you know, that mix has worked out pretty well thus far for not drafting a pitcher until the seventh round. Anything else? Check in with me offline. It's been nice talking to you guys. Have a great night.